Welcome to episode 1115 of the Geek News Central podcast. It's Monday, May 9th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all of the Ohana, all the longtime listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Hey, got a great show lined up for you today. And it's interesting doing show prep on a Monday morning. Usually getting the news Monday in the afternoon after things have really popped east to west coast. And I'm starting the show today at 10 a.m. Central, which is really before the business day starts out on the West Coast at 8 a.m. So I may be missing some of the news for day, but I've got a nice little lineup of stuff to talk to you about. But again, welcome to the show. And if you're brand new to the show, I want to make sure that you know where to get subscribed. All you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com. And you're going to find the ability right there on the website to subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, subscribe by Android, via email. Really, there's a handful of ways to subscribe to the show, and you'll find it right there on the website. I also encourage you to sign up for the newsletter while you're there. There's a link to that right on the front page as well. Of course, we want you to get back to Geek News Central on a daily basis, bookmark the page, and come back on a regular basis. Lots of great content is being produced by our great team of writers. But if you have comments, if anyone has a comment on today's show, I want you to feel free to email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. or on Twitter at Geek News. You can follow me on Google Plus, on Facebook, just by searching for Todd Cochran. You can watch the show on the Roku, on Apple TV, on Blueberry.com. You can listen on Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show. You can listen on Stitcher. Of course, you can listen on Blueberry.com as well. Of course, I want to remind you of our partner shows at Geek News Central, part of our family. No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, and the Pro Gear Site being put together by the GNC team along with the New Media Show. I do have to say something about the New Media Show. We had a fantastic show on Saturday. And for the second time in recent weeks, Blab failed us, and I got only a 6-minute recording out of a 90-minute show that was just top-notch. It was one of the better shows we've done in a while. So having that had happened to us twice, not being able to trust Blab, and when I'm on the road, I really don't have ability to record independently. So we're going to go back using Rob calling in via Skype, and then we'll still do Blab, but we'll do it via YouTube Live. So a few more steps that we'll have to go through, but at least then we'll be able to have the show fully recorded in the studio and not lose a show. It's very, very depressing to have lost that episode because it was really great. But that's the show lineup over at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, we want to thank the longest running continuous sponsor of any podcast in the known universe. And that, of course, would be our sponsor, GoDaddy.com. You can find my great deals for GoDaddy by going over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy or seeing the GoDaddy link in the second-hand column of the website. And there you're going to find deals to save money on .coms, hosting accounts, get discounts on servers and business services, as much as 30%. Of course, the hosting accounts all are $1 a month for the first 12 months with a free domain included. So those are deals that are just ongoing that you can use at any time. But now that we're past Mother's Day, you kind of think forward to the rest of the year and being productive on projects that you want to do. So maybe it's the revamping of a business website. Maybe it's starting your own blog. Maybe it's starting your own podcast. Who knows? Whatever it may be, GoDaddy has the online products and services that you need to be successful in doing and putting a great site online. And again, all of it starts with a great .com and then a great website to boot. So we want to thank GoDaddy again for being sponsor here, and you can find all the GoDaddy promo codes at geeknewscenter.com/GoDaddy. Saturday, spent here in the hotel working on the nominee slate review sheets. I got that done about 8 p.m. So got that all to the nominators. So now they're doing their thing with the nomination review sheets. And hopefully sometime mid-next week we'll start getting those back. But that was a big job. Whew. Big job done. And I'm glad to have it behind me. But anyway, that kind of is what happened here on Saturday. Took it easy yesterday. Of course, you know, I'm still on travel, so lovely wife basically was not feeling well all day yesterday, so she didn't have a good Mother's Day, but I hope the rest of you had nice Mother's Days with your moms or wives, whichever it may have been, or significant other, whatever this case may be. But anyway, that's kind of it for the just kind of the intro stuff that I normally have for you. I want to get right into the content. And there's a big news story that bust this morning talking about some Facebook workers who are saying that Facebook routinely suppressed conservative news. And there's been a lot of discussion, of course, about the press and about liberal agendas, and you know, that's always, and of course, there's stations that have conservative agendas. It's, you know, it works on both sides of things. But they said, at least these workers said, and provide documented proof to Gizmodo, that the workers routinely suppress news stories of interest to conservative readers from social networks' influential trending news section. This is according to a former journalist who worked on the project. This individual says that workers prevented stories about the right-wing CPAC gathering, Mitt Romney, Rand Paul, and other conservative topics from appearing in the highly influential section, even though they were organically trending among the site's users. Several former Facebook news creators, as they were known internally, also told Gizmodo that they were instructed to also artificially inject selected stories into the trending news module, even if they weren't popular enough to warrant inclusion. Now, while this may not come as a surprise, it goes back to really having all of us be aware that anyone, right, left, middle, doesn't care what your political persuasion is. If there's an agenda and there's a human involved in touching a piece of data and presenting it to a mass of people, that human influence based on one's political leanings could severely impact the website's content. And it's to be concerning. We all know, I think we all would expect, and again, I'm using some general statements here, so please don't get me wrong. If you're a MSNBC watcher, you are more than likely left of center. And if you're watching Fox, you're probably more left or right of center. CNN is up to debate on which side of the fence they are on. I think mostly left, but who knows? But you kind of know what you're going to get when you go to those news organizations, after all, right? And even though they say they're not biased, it's just the way it is. It's just the way these newsrooms are made up. So I don't think it should come as any surprise to any of us that those same biases are floating over into Facebook. But it also makes you wonder here, if you're a big Facebook fan and you know that information that you may be interested in is purposely being withheld, it may have you go looking for alternative sources of information. I don't know if there's anyone today, being that we're in the blogging ecosphere changed things completely. When blogs came on the scene, you know, still, I think you had a small amount of journalistic a small amount of journalistic integrity on major news stations. Now, they could still shape exactly what they wanted to cover, but the internet really opened things up, made people realize there was more sources for information, some of it false, some of it real, some of it conspiracy. So you really, there's something there for everyone. So while this may make a good headline in today's tech news, I don't think it should be surprising at all. I think we all should understand that, you know, we're the product. We're being sold to. It's not a situation where they are catering to you per se. They're catering to a mass. And if you, depending on the makeup of a work staff, will also depend upon the type of content you get. Now, one thing that was said to Facebook's defense on this is that it doesn't appear that any of this was specifically directed. These folks weren't specifically told to not trend conservative content. But if you have a small group of young journalists, primarily educated Ivy League or private East Coast universities, you might have a little bit more left-leaning team. And, you know, again, I'm being very generalized here. But if Facebook wants to make sure that it appeals to a wide base, they would be very smart to have a, you know, well-balanced team that's curating the news, or very specific guidelines on what can and cannot be, you know, shoved into the stream. So this individual, though, was so troubled by the omissions that they kept a running log of them at the time, and that individual provided the notes to Gizmodo. Among the deep six or suppressed topics on the list included former IRS official Lewis Lerner, who is accused by Republicans, of course, of inappropriately scrutinizing conservative groups, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, popular conservative news aggregator The Drudge Report, Chris Kyle, the former Navy SEAL who was murdered in 2013, former Fox News contributor Stephen Crowder. So a number of folks that they specifically blacklisted. And another former curator agreed that the operation had an aversion to right-wing news sources. It was absolute bias. We were doing it subjectively. It just depends on who the creator is and what time of day it is, said the former creator. Every once in a while, they said, a red state or conservative news source would have a story, but we'd have to go and find the same story from a more neutral outlet that wasn't as biased. So, I don't think this should come as any surprise, but I think this is just, as you say, as far as I'm saying, it's going to run the gambit. Now, really, in any type of online source, you can't expect that content to not be full of biases. It's just going to happen. There's really kind of no way around it anymore, especially with blog stuff. You look at my blog stuff. My what I write is biased. It's biased upon my opinion. So I don't have to be neutral, and I think that's the way a lot of people look at it. One thing I did notice this morning was I was getting a lot of UK news, and one thing I'm not super familiar with is an outlet called HMV, but there's a report that HMV is closing the gap with Amazon in the United Kingdom. So this is interesting. HMV, according to this report, was teetering on the edge of closure 3.5 years ago, but today has pushed past a company called Tesco to become the UK's second biggest entertainment retailer behind Amazon. The company recorded a 2% rise in sales of CDs and DVDs and video games in the 3 months up to April 10th, giving a 16.9% share of its domestic market. So for those of you in the UK that shop at HMV, it's good news for you. Hey, at this very moment, there is a live video event going on. Of course, it will be long gone before this video comes up. But the Mercury's crossing in front of the sun, and we're in a position here on Earth to see it. So there's lots of video stuff going on right now with the with the transit being able to be seen. So hope you missed it. If not, there'll be some video of it, I'm sure. It's a pretty remarkable video, in fact. They'll be available online. I did have to laugh. I was able to catch John Oliver last night, and he had a pretty good rant on why so many scientific studies seem like they're full of BS. And I'll have that link up in the show notes. It was nothing else, a little bit of a comedy relief last night. Hey, if you live in New York City, specifically Manhattan, Uber is now offering a flat fee $5 carpool rides in Manhattan during peak hours. So from 7 to 10 a.m. and 5 to 8 p.m., if you get a Uber carpool, $5. So there's some catch. The Uber says riders will be prompted to walk a few blocks to a particular intersection in order to align with the routes more efficiently. So in order to qualify for the cheap fare, you'll need to hoof it to what is essentially a bus stop. But for Uber, so that's pretty cool. And again, there may be more walking at the end of your ride because you maybe dropped a few blocks off from your location. But for $5, it might be well worth that extra hoofing. And a New York block is huge. Hey, there's a cool video of a Bitcoin mine, a mining operation. I looked at this, and you expect expect to see a fancy data center with everything going on, and instead, what you see are racks that are made out of 2x4s and plywood and hastily erected power strips and all kinds of stuff. I laughed when I saw this because it really reminded me of some of the early internet service provider days where we would have homemade racks that were stuffed from one end to the other with modems. So a pretty good laugh here. But anyway, you can get an inside look of a Bitcoin mining mine. All right. A link, of course, will be up in the show notes. Twitter is reportedly hauling information that it's sending to intelligence agencies. According to a senior U.S. intelligence official who spoke with Wall Street Journal, Twitter has banned U.S. agencies from using a company called Dataminer, a company that gathers and packages information from all Twitter data for a fee. Until now, U.S. intelligence agencies used it to spot troubling events such as terrorist attacks like those in Paris late last year. Twitter owns a 5% stake in Dataminer, and the journal claims that it decided that U.S. intelligence agencies should no longer be a customer. According to the news source, Twitter was worried about seeming too close to American intelligence. Much of Twitter's data is, of course, public, so that there wouldn't be much stopping the agency from developing their own tools to perform similar tasks. Though, as the journal points out, Dataminer is the only company that allowed real-time access to all of Twitter's data. So Twitter's shutting the pipe off. Every drone operator knows that the worst thing that could happen to a drone is losing power mid-flight or something going sideways and prop breaking or something like that to cause your drone to crash. Well, I knew this was going to be coming. A company called ParaZero has an ability to automatically launch a parachute. If it feels has an indication, or it can be, number one, it can be deployed by the operator. Number two, there's some auto deployment stuff, but it basically deploys a parachute above the drone, and the drone basically floats safely to the ground. So it isn't perfect, but the drone will fall a lot more slowly than what it would naturally anyway. But there's a cool video on its deployments. It looks pretty effective. I'm sure more of these type of systems are going to be available for sale in the near future. There's an article over in the Register that's talking about basically malware that's still out there. And according to Microsoft, and some findings that were released in a 190-page security intelligence report, which probed the state of security comparing the 6 months from June last year to the start of 2016, The 6-year-old Patch Stuxnet, S-T-U-X-N-E-T hole, is still the web's biggest malware deliverer. Is that the right way to say that? No, it's not. But anyway, so it is the most commonly targeted individual vulnerability, and hacker exploits of this continue to grow. And of course, it affects only Windows versions older than Windows 8 that have not applied the August 2010 patch. But apparently, there's a lot of machines out there running that still haven't patched up, which just seems pretty crazy. So Stuxnet, I guess that's the way to say it, is still the biggest way hackers are getting into unprotected Windows machines, which is pretty incredible in itself. Okay, Spotify is arriving in the UK and Ireland. You know, music streaming has become a pretty big deal with many players like Google, Apple, and Amazon. And now SoundCloud, of course, is trying to, have a pay-for service as well. But here you have Spotify that has arrived in the UK. So, and just like in the US, they're sharing part of that advertising rate with a growing number of creators that they're working with from those listens over there. But, and there's, some paid services as well. So if you have not experienced Spotify in UK, you can do so. All right, if you're doing a crowdfunding campaign, PayPal is stopping its support when your crowdfunding goes bust. So it's basically ending purchase protection for crowdfunding on June 25th. And I will tell you this, they're already implementing some of that. I had on the podcast awards, we made everyone register. And they had to pay a small registration fee of $10 to participate. Well, after registrations closed, we had a few people contest their $10 charge and do chargebacks on those. I don't know if they had second thoughts on participating, but there was no way for me to even prevent or contest that return of money. They just immediately returned it, saying that I wasn't covered underneath their protection, purchase protection service, which irritated me a little bit. It wasn't a big deal. It was only a few people, but PayPal is being a little more aggressive here. And if you have a crowdfunding campaign that goes sideways, then they'll basically let people get their money back. So anyway, be aware of that. Right, there's some critical video. It's been everywhere. I'm sure you've seen it, of some folks that got way, way, way close to a big tornado. And it is very compelling and very impressive from a, from a video standpoint. It just shows you the power of these things. But just recently, some storm chasers that had been doing a long time and some conservative storm chasers, three folks were killed because they couldn't outrun a tornado, an EF5 tornado in Oklahoma. But this particular tornado, I don't know exactly where it was, Texas or someplace like that. This thing is massive, and they get way close to it, and it's a great video. There's some 360 video on this thing, too. But I'll have a link up in the show notes. And if nothing else, I would not have wanted to have been in the vehicle. It's just way, 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 way too close for comfort for me. Good news on the Windows 10 front. Microsoft is going to stop bugging us that you need to get Windows 10 after July 29th. So it appears that after July 29th, the beg to upgrade is going to go away. So that's awesome. Boy, I just can't wait. And of course, they'll stop offering as a free upgrade at that date. So, keep that in mind too. If you are going to, if you got a few machines you've been thinking about wanting to update, and really there's no reason not to, except if you don't have a laptop that doesn't support it, which I have one that won't, the updates would cost $119, okay? So, but I think the bug is going to be going away. So sitting here in a hotel on Friday night, there was a SpaceX launch, and they were making all these predictions that they weren't going to be able to nail the barge because they were going to be going too fast. But they've nailed two in a row. This was a huge, huge, huge success for SpaceX. Coming in twice as fast because they were putting a Japanese communication satellite in geosync. And again, they weren't hopeful that they would nail this, but boom, I mean, they put it right on the pad. It is almost dead center. And so two in a row for SpaceX. What an accomplishment. And congratulations to SpaceX. Let's just hope they can keep this up. Now, the question I have is, when do they start reusing parts? When do they start reusing that stage? Insurance changes are made by reusing rocket parts? That is a question I have. So we'll see when they start reusing engines and different types of stuff. So, just because they can, will they? That is to be found out. Hey, we're on Make, makedesign.com. I'm really not a big fan of this particular project that they're promoting, but they're actually showing people how to build a Wi-Fi drone disabler with a Raspberry Pi. It's basically a jammer, and I don't even know if this is legal for them to build something that will do jamming like this. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's illegal, so why would they show a kit on how to build a Wi-Fi jammer is beyond me, but they are. I just think it's a little bit irresponsible, but definitely got me to talk about it. So, I'm pretty sure they're not supposed to be out there jamming 802.11. If people get caught doing that, I'm sure there's going to be some challenges. On PC World, they've got an article, 20 fixes for a Windows 10 update meltdown. Have you woke up in the morning and went to your computer and found a update that had happened and waiting for you to log back in? There's been all kinds of issues. Well, if you've had issues with a Windows 10 update, and there's been a number of them so far, I think there's been about 11 forced updates. Had a problem with any of them. PC World's got a rundown list on how to recover from them. There was also an article, where is it here? There was a guy that is a professional gamer, and he was live on Twitch, and he was having a big contest, and they were mid-process, and all of a sudden his computer rebooted. applying a Windows 10 update. So can you imagine you're in the middle of something and all of a presentation, some sort of live presentation, and Windows says, oh, by the way, I'm going down right now to restart for an update. I think you would cuss just a little bit, I do think. But be aware that could happen to you if you've got a laptop that you haven't used very much and you take it on the road, and you're doing a demo, and the update updates, and it all of a sudden says, I need to reboot, and it reboots on you. You might be in the middle of a PowerPoint presentation and get egg on your face because your computer's rebooting. So just keep your machine up to date. All right, Opera's launched a free and unlimited VPN app for iOS. They've been busy. You know, Opera's on a bit of a privacy tear at the moment. Last month, the company integrated a free and unlimited VPN into the developer version of its web-based browser. And last week, it built in ad blocking to its desktop and mobile software. Now, Opera's launched a new VPN app for iOS. And again, it's free to use with unlimited data. So, it's an interesting move by the creators of Opera for sure. Google News has announced that they'll be now highlighting local news sources for major stories. So if you're using Google News at all, while Google News has more than 75,000 news sources, it hasn't always done a good job of surfacing local, hyper-local blogs and information. And they're changing that up. They've been doing some local source tagging, and they're basically trying to highlight local news more for those of you that are using it. Now, in my home, I have two Nest cameras. One in my office, one in my living room. I can check on my home almost anytime, anywhere. Just load up the app on my phone. But imagine that you are part of these evacuees up in Canada, specifically Fort McMurray, and your home has a Nest camera. Well, sadly, one of the affected houses belonged to a man by the name of James O'Reilly, who got an untimely, intimate perspective on his home's demise thanks to a connected security camera. He shared a video in this linked article they'll have on The Verge after first witnessing his house burning to the ground. It started with a crackling noise and small tufts of smoke being the first sign of the fire's invasion. The living room is eventually deluged by flames while alarms beat and the camera turns monochrome shortly before it cuts out. So he actually got his, caught his house on fire. Now, anyway, one to lose a house during a fire, but it's just a whole nother thing to, you know, watch it go down, watch it burn to the ground from your in-home security camera. But it's very compelling and very sad. So I'll have the link up in the show notes for you to take a peek at. Spotify is also making its own video shows now. They've produced 12 music related series that are going to be premiering, but it's obvious that Spotify is trying to diversify. And again, the Swedish company's announced a dozen new shows, which it says will be available later this year for both free and premium users. Spotify trying to be more than just audio consumption. Many of you are probably familiar with the BBC series hosted by David Attenborough. But now you can watch 1,000 of David Attenborough's clips for free with the BBC Natural History app. And this gentleman has a number of, videos where he interacts with animals and often funny and touching scenes. And he's been a natural world chronicler for many, many years, and he's age 90. So some of the stuff is obviously was recorded when he was much younger, but very, very cool stuff. If you're a history app, nice way to put his work online. All right, the final article today is, what I wanted to make you guys pay attention to is we've made a few changes over at geeknewscentral.com. If you notice, we've updated album art, we've updated the header, we've updated the logo. There's been a change on the sidebar as well for subscribe options. And I just want you to take your time and go through Geek News Central. And I'm really excited about this template. This is what we're going to be providing our podcast hosting customers over at Blueberry, this specific template. And you guys have seen at least two versions of it up to this point. We've got a few more things. We actually found a bug in the template. We're going to get that fixed, and you'll see a change there. But that's pretty much it for today. So I want to thank you all for tuning in, hanging out with me here on Geek News Central. Of course, this we'll do one more show from the road. It will be, again, audio only, and then I'll be back in Honolulu, back in the studio, back in a normal time doing the show. But I want to thank you all for hanging out with me. Again, if you have comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. Of course, on Facebook, just search for the word Todd Cochran. Give me a follow. I'll follow back. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time here on Geek News Central.